We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Mayor, welcome back. Thanks for joining us today.
Well, my pleasure. Thank you for the invite.
Well, thank you. I remember one of the last times we spoke when you were mayor. We talked about the Kate Smith statue. We talked about what they were doing around that made... national news, and it's good to have you back. So what can you tell us about this Trump event? We're told it's on Lincoln Avenue.
Well, it's going to be on the same footprint as the country music festival that we have
okay.
in June.
All right.
So, it's basically between Mariner's Landing and Adventure Pier.
And right there on the beach, like near the water, or how does that work? Is it a stage that's on the side?
It'll be on the beach. It'll be on the beach. It'll be a stage. The Trump team will be putting out a press release. They were supposed to be this morning, but I think now it's been postponed to tomorrow.
Okay. So, Ernie, tell me your thoughts on that, because the upside, that's you were there in Wildwood on the 28th a few years back. It was stunning for Wildwood to see that kind of attention and turnout. But if you remember, we were even suspect of some people kind of slow walking the road so you couldn't get into Wildwood. Bridges down, little bridges, stuff like that happened. So politically, how does this play?
Well, it's anytime you get a visit from an ex-president or the next president coming to your community, it's exciting. It brings a lot to the community, brings national attention to our town, which, it's positive to many people. Some people it's not, but that's why they make chocolate vanilla ice cream. Everybody's got their opinions.
Well,
and you know what? It's, and again, this is not January. This will be Mother's Day weekend. It'll be the 11th. They actually wanted to come here last year in August. But it's just we didn't have the resources, the manpower to cover that kind of an event.
So do you have any role in it? Will you be speaking, introducing, kissing babies?
I feel like Ernie's the perfect guy for Trump. You got a blue-collar guy who's worked his way up as a concrete into a role as mayor. It seems natural for you to speak, Ernie.
I'll do whatever they ask me to do. If it's sitting in the background, I'll sit in the background. If it's sitting on the sidelines, I'll sit on the side. Look, I'm just here to offer, I think, one of the greatest beaches and resort areas around. Thank you for once again wanting to come to our community. The last time you were here, you had the largest request for tickets of any venue you've ever done. So I think that speaks volumes of not only the Wildwood area, but the fact that the draw from this Mid-Atlantic area for President Trump. So we're excited to have it. We're excited to be able to be a part of it. And we're looking forward to, I know there's going to be people out there that don't want him. He's no good. It's this. Everybody's got their opinions, and at least we get this side of the opinion, and where the other side comes from, that's up to them. It's not my problem at this point.
Ernie Triano with us, the new mayor of Wildwood once again. Ernie, how long were you mayor? Well, give listeners a sense of your reign there in Wildwood.
Well, I was elected in 99, became mayor in 2003, sat out the last 4 years, and it's just like a bad penny, I'm back.
So you mentioned the country music, which is, that's the first week that we summer in North Wildwood, down there, Ernie, butting you. And it is amazing, the turnout, and the crowd seems to be pretty good. In other words, I don't see violence or anything else, but it's upwards of 30 or 40,000 people. Is that what you expect?
For the Country Music Festival, yeah, exactly. This ticket sales are up over last year's by quite a margin, and they're telling me that they're real close to eclipsing, to becoming the largest country festival in the country.
Wow.
So we're excited about that. Again, I have a beach. We always kid around about, I feel trouble for North Wildwood this year. They lost so much of their beach, and I have always said that, Wildwood's so popular, even the sand comes to Wildwood. And that's what's happened.
Yeah, so, absolutely. Go ahead.
I said we just want to let our North Wildwood neighbors know that, I know that Patrick, the mayor of North Wildwood, is working with the governor trying to get some beach blown in for this year. But if not, we have plenty of beach. We welcome them to come down to our beach. We have more than enough to share. And we'd certainly like to let everybody know that you may not have a beach down on your street, but you certainly have all the beach you want in Wildwood. And I know people are going to be running shuttles and what have you, and we'd be happy to have you come down and share our resources, of which we have plenty.
So, Ernie, some of the acts, I don't know if you're, for some reason, I'm not sure you're a country music guy, but Dan, my producer, tells me the headliners are Luke Bryan, Keith Urban, Kane Brown, and the Beach Boys. Wow.
Yeah, they don't get...
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
A whole lot bigger than that. I mean, we've had Carrie Underwood. We had Leonard Skinner. We had Kid Rock. We've had, you name the country acts. They've been here. Zach Brown. It's the place to be, and we're looking to make sure that this doesn't go anywhere, and that it continues to stay here for for foreseeable future. So the people that put it on, they're just great group of people. They want to make sure that everything's done properly and top notch, and they're the kind of people that we love to do business with.
Absolutely. So now that you're mayor again this summer, anything else that is more your agenda, your mark, Ernie, anything special to you?
Well, every day is a Saturday night, and we do. I'll tell you what we have. We created the Bobby Rydell Foundation. And the Bobby Rye Foundation is a group of local people and Philadelphia people, along with Linda, his wife. We are in the process of putting a sculpture together, a bronze sculpture of Bobby, Zenos Fordakis out of Philadelphia area. Glenside is doing the statue, and he's unbelievably phenomenal with his way his statues are so lifelike. It'll be a bronze statue. It'll be about 7 feet tall. It'll be placed at the entrance off Ocean Avenue into Fox Park. And what's special about this tribute to Bobby, because he was such a Wildwood guy, he created the iconic song, which is our official song of the city. Inside that statue will be a bronze heart. And in that heart will be his remains. That'll be his final resting place.
Wow.
So we're asking for donations to help us put this. It's a $200,000 statue. So we've been running all kinds of events. We have an event in Philly a week from Friday night at Chickie and Pete's at Sock Hop. We're just doing a lot of different events to try to raise the money to put this statue up in honor of what we consider a real true friend of Wildwood, and not only that, a brother of Wildwood.
Oh, an all-timer, without a doubt. He is it. He faces that. By the way, Ernie, put on your calendar, too. Dan will be inviting you. There's Dom Giordano Day, which is June 21st this year. And we celebrate it over at Mulligan's in Wildwood Crest, just on the other side of the line. But certainly, we'd love to have you. You'll be an honored guest. We take in all of Wildwood.
Well, I'm telling you, Dom, I'm going to break it to you easy here. Mulligan's is two blocks from where I live, and Mulligan's is in Wildwood.
It is. Wait a minute.
Wildwood,
we got a
dispute
here. That's even better, Dan. It's in Wildwood. I always thought it was Wildwood Crest.
There's such a dispute
Absolutely
over this location.
Not.
Yes.
Well, it's on Hildreth Avenue, and that's Wildwood, and Wildwood.
All right. That makes it even better. Not in the suburbs. We're in the heart of Wildwood there, Dan.
Hey, can I just
you're in the heart of my neighborhood.
Okay.
Excited, but I want to underline also, he didn't mention that Sock Hop. It's coming up April 26th from 7 to 11 p.m. at Chickie and Pete's from the Bobby Rydell Foundation. And
Chickie and Pete's over in near the ballpark?
Yeah, Packer Avenue.
Packer Avenue,
yep.
Okay.
Packer Avenue. And I'll tell you what, Pete Cherokee really stepped up to help us out with this, and we're grateful for him and his people that are running the event for us. And again, we're asking for funds for donations to help us with this event with the statue. Nobody's making a penny off of it. We're doing all kinds of stuff to generate the revenue to be able to honor. One of Wildwood's own, you know.
And I call it back because I think you both have a lot to say about this guy, but Dom, too. Hall of Famer at 10 p.m., Bob Pantano, spinning some records. So.
Ah, that's exactly right. Sure. Absolutely.
Yeah,
we're buddies. Yeah.
Bob started his career at Surf Club in 1973 at my father-in-law's place, and I was working the door. way back with Bobby.
We were in the same group at Newman, Ernie, for 4 years. Same deal. Well, Ernie, we can hardly wait to get down there. Dan will get in touch with you, but this has developed into a big event. We have to have the mayor of Wildwood, since we're in Wildwood, to come over and celebrate it.
Absolutely, and congratulations on your day. I mean, I'll be honest with you, I don't even have a day.
Well, you know what, Dan? Officially, by the powers invested in me, we will make that Ernie Triano Day subset. I'm serious. Put that on there. We're going to fill this gap. We didn't know that was the case.
Subheadline?
Yes.
I got to tell you something, Dom. There's no way that I could even stand in par with you. So I'll be over there supporting you and your Dom Giordano Day. And I mean, from one paizan to another, guys, this couldn't get any better.
They all want to be Italian, Ernie. That's the type of day it is. We know it.
I do.
Well, you're right. There's only two types of people in the world, Italians and those who want to be Italian.
Exactly right. Ernie, thank you. We'll see you pretty soon.
All right, Dom. Hey, thanks for the invite. And anytime you need me, you know where I'm at.
Dom Giordano, weekdays noon till 3 from Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof?
Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.